On the 22nd of December last year, there was a massive landslip near Edenbridge, where unfortunately a large section of the railway embankment started to slide downhill towards the River Eden and undermine the track. And unfortunately, it meant that we had to close the railway and mobilise a large team of people to go down and fix it. This is one of the biggest landslips that anyone on this stretch of railway can remember. It's absolutely huge. We needed 35,000 tons of stone to rebuild the railway up to the height it had been before, and we brought that all in on 40 different engineering trains from all over the country. We had to build an access road across a very wet waterlogged field to reach the site of the railway, and then the landslip was actually on the other side of the line, but it was kind of sandwiched between the railway and the River Eden, so we had to cut through the bit of the railway that hadn't actually collapsed just to get to the side at where the landslip was. So we built a road, we cut through the railway, then we rebuilt the embankment with 40,000 tons of stone, and then worked our way back through the railway, building it basically back to where it was before, and now we're at last ready to run trains again. We focused mainly on getting the railway open. That was our main aim, so that we could get passengers back on trains again. And now we're going to stay on site. We're not leaving. We're working on plans to shore up a longer stretch of the railway around where the River Eden is to make sure that it doesn't slip there ever again. Southern passengers have been so patient. They've been absolutely fantastic. They've had to put up with an awful lot of disruption since before Christmas. So that's a long time. And while we've been working very hard, we've done our best to keep them informed and show them what we're doing. But we really appreciate their patience, because it has been difficult for them.